Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's sermon draws heavily on both the epistle and the gospel lesson, but please remember these verses before we continue from the gospel. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So far, our text. A central teaching in today's scripture is that the Word of God is the light of men. The Word of God is the light of men. This is because the Word of God shines in the darkness. This is because the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God shines in the darkness. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God does not want his creation to be in darkness. So in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God wants all people to see the light and to live in the light. In the dark, you stumble and you fall. In the dark, you don't know whether you're safe from danger or not. In the dark, you move slowly, cautiously. In the dark, you don't know where you're going or even where you're at. But God wants you to see, to live in the light. He wants no one to stumble or fall. He wants all to know that he is their heavenly Father, and he will keep them safe from all danger in this world of darkness. He wants all men to move with confidence and assurance of what they're doing. And this is why his first act of creation was to speak light into the darkness of the world. That is why, from the beginning, he has given us his Son, his very Word. God's Word has always been in the world as a light shining in the darkness, as knowledge in the midst of ignorance. Those who remain ignorant of God, their ignorance is self-chosen. They turn to ignorance to find knowledge of God. Philosophers, scientists, historians, the secular priests of knowledge begin with the assumption that we are ignorant of all things and that God has left us in the dark and we must enlighten ourselves. So philosophers reason their way to knowledge about God. Scientists study fossils and rock layers and try to put the puzzle of creation together. Historians read the writings of ancient cultures to find some common religious thread in humanity. All of these approaches begin in darkness, in ignorance, without beginning with the Word. And they try to move towards knowledge, to shine light upon the darkness of human existence. And they fall short, and they stumble, and they fail. But God has never left his creation in the dark. His first gift, he gave us light, the light of his Word. All the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. God is not hidden. The evidence of his power is plain for every eye to see. He raised the mountains. He outlined the sea. He made every bird of the air, every beast of the field, and he gave life and light to men. Sure, there are some things that mankind doesn't know, and some areas in which man can increase his knowledge. He can learn more about the created world, the laws of nature, design new technologies that the world did not know yesterday. But regarding the knowledge of God, of the Creator of all things, who He is, and what our duty is towards Him, we cannot ourselves advance our knowledge one whit. Turned away from Him and His Word, we are blind in the dark to stumble. We do not discover God, dissect God, figure God out, reveal God. He must reveal Himself to us, and His glory, since the beginning, has shone before all men. And on Christmas Day, God revealed even more about Himself. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. The Word of God, that is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto the paths of man, has been cast aside for idols and useless speculations about God and about the meaning of life. Throughout history, the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness had not overcome it. Adam and Eve had that light, and they sinned. But the light did not leave the world. In the days of Noah, the light was in the world. But instead, men chose to do what was right in their own ignorant, blind eyes. They ignored the light, and they remained blind. But the light was still shining in the faith of Noah. The Tower of Babel ignored the light and instead tried to build their own shining tower of glory. God scattered them in their ignorance, but restored the light to a man named Abraham, who became the father of many nations and of the nation through whom the Messiah himself would come. And that nation, Israel, repeatedly struggled with God. They would again and again and again turn themselves from His glory to man-made idols and refuse to walk in the true light. And God would punish them as a good father. And then He would restore them until the time came when His light would be shown in a human vessel worthy in its own right to shine God's light forth in the world. Throughout history, the light of God's Word shone in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In due time, that Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Men did not discover this light. Philosophers did not enlighten us to this. Science did not reveal this. It was revealed from God to lowly shepherds, revealed to distant wise men, revealed to Mary and to Joseph, who all worshipped the light, the newborn king, the light of the world. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. His own did not receive Him. They rejected the light, betrayed the light, arrested Him, put the very Word of God itself on human trial, and bore false witness against Him. And when their accusations couldn't even convince a pagan governor, they raged all the more, saying about the light, "Crucify him." And so Pilate washed his hands of the people and of the light of the world, and delivered the light of the world up to be crucified. Jesus said, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." They crucified the Lord of glory. They snuffed out the light of the world, and darkness was over the land for 3 hours. And yet our scripture says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." On the third day, the light shone again from the tomb, and the Son of God was resurrected. He was not overcome, and he is still the light of the world, and he is worthy of all glory, honor, worship, and praise. This Christmas morning, and until the end of the age, when we see him with our own eyes, revealed to all the nations in glory. So, sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise. And now the peace of God, which passes all human contemplations, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.